Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the BriVi Podcast. This is kind of a lo-fi edition of the show. I'm on the road, headed to work, but it's late in the week. I know, guys, I've just been busy this past week. So hopefully this is an episode that you guys can enjoy. Like I said, pretty lo-fi. It's going to be pretty quick and quite a bit of new stuff to cover. So we'll get into that, and then hopefully you can enjoy the rest of your weekend going into next week. And hopefully the next week's episode is a little more on schedule than normal. So anyway, with that being said, let's get into the nifty nerd news. Up first, sad news. We say goodbye to a huge anime and manga influencer who created the Dragon Ball series, and that spun off into like the show that I really started in, Dragon Ball Z. But then, you know, I've watched the Dragon Ball reruns and stuff like that, and just the whole Dragon Ball storyline. The creator, Akira Toriyama, passed away a couple days ago, which is really sad, man. It really struck the community really hard. You see all kinds of creators who have done tons of shows and manga that I'm huge fans of reaching out, and just how much his passing affected all of them and fans and just people worldwide, man. It's such a terrible thing. I think he was in his early mid 60s, somewhere around there, so not incredibly old, and kind of like in this day and age, still feels too soon to lose someone like that, you know, in their 60s. Hell, my grandfather, I think, is in his late 70s, maybe early 80s. So it's kind of insane, man, to think about that. Like, I don't know. It's sad, though, because like I said, although in recent times, you know, I'm not a huge Dragon Ball fan, but I do recall being, like, high school, coming home, and getting to see, like, Dragon Ball Z on Toonami, on Cartoon Network, and seeing reruns of Dragon Ball, and thinking that's really funny, like a young Goku and young Krillin just being little shitheads, and I always thought that was really fun, and enjoyed that show, and enjoyed the hell out of Dragon Ball Z when it was on the air back in when I was a kid, growing up and stuff. And that kind of spun off into me liking tons of other anime and manga, and I kind of really found my groove going there after that. But you know, so it just really sucks to lose someone like that, someone who's made a huge impact and a big difference. So up next in the nifty nerd news, another kind of sad thing from, like, when I was younger. It looks like the company Rooster Teeth, or production studio, whatever they are now, is closing up shop, man. And I don't know if too many people are familiar with Rooster Teeth, but, like, now they do, like, anime and other kinds of animated series, or did. But back in the gap, they were really famous for the Red vs. Blue Halo internet show. And so it was like a... they would use in-game footage of Halo, and most famously in Blood Gulch, like one of the best multiplayer maps from way back then. And they would create little films, like little they created a web series off that. And then it went from like just using in-game footage to like actually getting animation involved with it. And so things like, and it's funny because just recently I went back, because I think you can still find them on YouTube. They might even be on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. You can watch, like, almost the complete story. And things get so insane and so crazy. It just goes from, like, this simple story of red guys versus blue guys to them teaming up and there being a government conspiracy and, like, this weird, like, I don't know. It's just crazy and insane how it all goes. And, like, the, like, at least for me, like, my main story for it, or how I've, where I've said, okay, this is the end of the main story and stuff, like, I thought it was a good series, man. Really, really played out really well. As far as all their other stuff they did after that, I was never really that into, but I was a huge Halo fan. So hearing that they're closing up shop does kind of suck, because they brought me really fond memories and like some really funny moments, going back and watching those series and laughing. And I've watched clips here recently just to kind of make me laugh again, and it's still, to me, as a huge Halo fan and a video game nerd, it's still like, it hits, man, it hits good. So sad to see them go, but happy for the things that they're able to bring us. Next bit of nifty nerd news, looks like Henry Cavill is rumored to appear in the MCU, and some people are trying to speculate who or what his character will be. I believe, if the rumors are true, he should be showing up in Deadpool in Wolverine, the third Deadpool movie. A lot of people are thinking he might actually be a Wolverine variant. Other people say he would be the perfect Cyclops. And so I'm really interested to see, like, because I like either of those ideas. Like, and, you know, if he came in as a variant of Wolverine, I think that would be a fun, like, you know, one-off, have Henry Cavill be in a Marvel film. And then, you know, he doesn't have to make a huge commitment. But if he does Cyclops, and because of who Henry Cavill is as a nerd and just awesome guy, like, people are going to want him to be the Cyclops in the MCU. And that's a big commitment. One, I don't know if he's really willing to commit to. But who knows? You know, I don't know Henry Cavill. I don't know his life. But that would be really cool and really interesting. So we'll have to see, man. When Wolverine and Deadpool finally come out, we'll have to see what his role is in there and what that could mean going forward. What do we got next? Since we talked about Henry Cavill and he was part of the DC Universe, let's keep it with the DC storyline stuff. So Zack Snyder is stirring up a bit of controversy. When I guess people were upset about his Batman, like, and to this day, which I get it, but, you know, in his Batman v Superman movie, his Batman pretty much kills. And, yeah, I think not just pretty much, actually kills, which people have a big problem with because famously, Batman never kills. Like, that's his thing, that's his MO, like, he does not kill people no matter how bad they are. Look at the Joker. And I would argue that because he doesn't kill the Joker, he has caused the death of thousands. So maybe just once, right? But basically, instead of just trying to explain his point of view and be like, well, you know, in this world or whatever, this is why Batman has grown this way and become this way, he's pretty much just called, like, DC and Batman fans babies and quit being little bitches and get over yourself, like, you're just mad, and you have this, like, absurd view of your quote-unquote bat god and things like that, and it was just kind of funny, if I'm being honest, but also, like, I think he's just tired of it. Like, I think that's just a man who is lashing out because he's tired of hearing the same shit over and over again, and I get it. Like, I mean, he made a choice with his Batman, one that I wasn't a huge fan of. I loved the actor who portrayed him, and I loved his version of the character, but maybe wasn't a huge fan of how violent Batman was, but at the same time, kind of understood why he was the way that he was, so I don't know. It's just kind of funny watching this play out and watching people get upset and other people, like, attacking him to, like, for, like, I don't know. It's just crazy. Comic book fans are toxic. Let's just leave it at that. they have the ways that they believe things should be, and there can be no interpretation, no, you can't spin it, you're not allowed to do anything with it. That is their prized possession that belongs to them, and you're not allowed to touch it. That's it. Well, after the fallout of all that, we'll spin off to some Fallout news. Yeah, you see how I did that? I punned things into existence. But, so the new Fallout full trailer has finally, the show released, not the video game, which hopefully we're getting a new video game sometime soon. But the Amazon Prime series Fallout I had a teaser trailer, I think last week or the week before, and this week has now released a full trailer, and I am so much more in, like, so much more behind what is happening than I was previously. I mean, don't get me wrong, the teaser trailer had me excited, but this full trailer has now fully captured all of my attention, and I cannot wait to see how this show plays out and how it all goes, because it looks exciting. It looks fun. I like all the characters. I think they look really neat. I'm really interested in how all this is going to play out, what the story is going to be like. Why does this person leave the vault? And, like, what decisions did she have to make to, or what things transpired in the vault for her to make the decision to leave? And because from all everything that it seems like, at least in the trailers, things are not bad in the vault. So she's not leaving to save the vault. She's not leaving to save humanity, it doesn't seem like. But for some reason, she is leaving. And that is curious to me, like, why? But it looks really cool. The characters that are going to be involved look really fun and interesting. And we get to see, it looks like it's going to be fairly violent, which I also am very happy to see as well, because if you play the games, you can be very violent, which is fun. So we'll see how all of that plays out. Other bit of nerd news here, Shang-Chi, the cool kung fu fighting Shang-Chi from Marvel Cinematic Universe, whatever. Sorry, I'm turning into a parking lot, so my focus is not all there. But the second movie is set to start filming next year, 2025, so I'm pretty excited for that, because Shang-Chi is, like, low-key one of my favorite Marvel movies, and I think the actor who portrays him does a really good job and is really funny, and so I want to see more of that, and hopefully it does pretty well. We talked about Rooster Teeth already, Shang-Chi. Oh, this one. So Sony Studios is getting mad at Dakota Johnson, who played the main character for their Madam Web movie, because she's basically been shitting on the movie this whole time, which, to be fair, everyone's been shitting on this movie the whole time. They're just upset when, you know, the main star of their movie is shitting on the said movie, which, I get it. Like, it's a bad look, but maybe don't make a bad movie. It seems like they weren't too upset when the other actress in their movie, something Sweeney, I can't remember, the one who was on SNL, she made jokes about it. I guess they weren't too mad. Maybe it's just because it felt like it was just for SNL. They made one joke and it has been done. But apparently Dakota Johnson has been just fiercely diarrheaing all about this. No, I don't know, but I remember in one interview she said, like, yeah, I see why I did bad, like, and I never want to be in a movie like this again, or she's like, I don't think I would be a part of a movie like this again, which I don't think necessarily was in response to she didn't want to be in a superhero movie, but she definitely didn't want to be in a movie like Sony did. And so I don't know, it's just really interesting how this is all playing out, and maybe this is like some deep state Disney plot to get Sony to fail at their Marvel movies so that Disney can get the rights back. I don't know. That's my conspiracy theory for all this that's happening. And that's pretty much it, man, for the Nifty Nerd News. I think that's it, man. Last thing, we'll just kind of wrap stuff up with what's been going on with me lately. Here, I have been collecting, organizing, and placing all my trading cards, sports, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, into tiny little booster packs, man. And, like, for Magic the Gathering, I'm doing 15-card booster packs. For the sports cards, I am doing 10-card booster packs. And with Pokemon, I haven't actually finished counting them all. Like, so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to count how many cards I have total and how many holographs I have total. Then that way I'll divide them and figure out, like, do I want to do a 10-card pack or 15? Like, normal Pokemon boosters are, what, 10 with energy cards, so 11. I'm thinking I'm going to do 15 with an energy card, so 16 cards total. But I
marketed as 15 cards. And I don't know, maybe I'll do $2 a booster pack or something. Like, because I have so many cards.
That's really the thing. In fact, if you go into my Instagram, after I post this episode, I'm going to post a bunch of photos from all the little custom booster packs that I've been making so that you can see how many there are. And it's insane. With the Magic the Gathering, I'm kind of marketing it as you get a guaranteed rare card or a holographic card in every booster pack. So either the booster pack is going to have a holographic card in it, or it's going to have a for sure, like a rare card in it. So that's like the big sell. Then there's like I had a set number of uncommons in each booster and then commons. And so that's pretty cool, I think. And I think that's a nice thing because I feel like back when I was buying Magic the Gathering booster packs, you were not always guaranteed a holographic card. No, you were always guaranteed a rare card. Or I think so. Yeah, I think you always had one rare card. But in these booster packs, the chances of you getting a holographic are much higher than I had back in the gap. But that's because, you know, I've collected a bunch of cards. So I had more holographics and I had enough to be able to do this. For baseball, now, baseball is always kind of crazy because, like, I would go to Family Dollar and they'd have these little four-card booster packs that were for a dollar. And so it's four cards for $1, so a card's like 25 cents each. But then, like, you can get other boosters and stuff for, like, $4 or $5 at Walmart and things. But thing is, you're not always guaranteed certain types of hits. Now, with my booster packs that I'm making, it's 10 baseball cards in one booster pack, and you get a guaranteed, at least one guaranteed holo or parallel, whatever you want to call it, card in each booster pack. And that's not to say that you can't possibly get more, but you for sure always get one. So that's going to be cool, you know, because, like, there's times when I'm pulling baseball card booster packs, or I don't know why I'm calling booster packs, but, and you don't get any holographic or parallel or anything like that. It's just all base stuff, which sucks. So having the chance to be guaranteed to get a parallel card in every booster pack or every pack, I think is a great idea, or I think is a good thing, you know, like I think people will be happy with that. And then with the Pokemon cards, depending on how many I have, which I'm pretty sure I have enough to do this, it's going to be pretty much guaranteed for sure 2, possibly 3 holos. So I'm probably going to do like the 2 reverse holos, 1 rare holo in every pack. And then I also have like full art cards, VMAX, V-Stars, secret, like the rainbow cards. So I got a bunch of Pokemon stuff because I've been collecting that the most here recently. So I think the Pokemon stuff is going to probably be the big seller. They always do really well. Like for Halloween, when I do the trick or trade boosters, those are always the first thing to go. So I'm kind of expecting the Pokemon to be really popular when I make all these booster packs. And I think my first plan is to see if there's any kind of like farmers markets or like a market day type thing in around my hometown or in the towns nearby and try to sell what I can, you know. Like, I think $2 booster packs, I have some that are like a little less or like just commons and stuff. I think I had, for the Magic the Gathering, I had 1 or 2 boosters that I've left out separately and marked that are like just common cards or something like that. So I'll probably just do those for $1 each. And then I have one baseball pack where I ran out of holos for my last pack. So it's nothing but rookie cards. And so I put that one out to the side. And so it's just rookie cards. And so we'll see how those go. I'll probably do that one for $1 as well because they're not part of the guaranteed list of booster packs. And I think Pokemon will be the same thing. $2 for a pack. And if I have where, these booster packs just don't fit like the normal guaranteed stuff, they'll be half price or even cheaper. I don't know. We'll see what we do. And then I guess if I don't sell everything that way, then maybe depending on how many are left, I'll give them away for Halloween, along with the trick-or-trade Pokemon boosters that I give away every year for Halloween. So we'll see. That's what I've been doing.
and it's been fun. Organizing and doing all that has been keeping me from purchasing Pokemon cards, which I'm sure my wife likes, because I'm not spending money. Well, I mean, I'm spending money on the, I was about to say ingredients, the tools or the supplies that I need to make the boosters, so like stickers, the little paper bags that I'm using to put the cards in and stuff. So I've spent a bit of money gathering all that stuff together, but I'm not dropping the type of money I used to on Pokemon cards so that I can do this instead. So hopefully that's a good thing. And then I guess lastly, we'll wrap it up. I've been really interested in trying to get some of my personal collection of Pokemon cards. I've either been thinking about getting them graded or just doing my own, like, grade slab, where, I mean, I won't actually grade my own cards with my own personal grade, because they're all going to be 10s, because I love them, but I've been kind of looking into it, because I think it would be a cool display to be able to make, like, a custom slab with maybe my podcast logo or something cool for the background, and I've seen some really cool custom ones online and stuff, but I did come across a new grading company. They're called TAG, T-A-G, Grading, where I really like the way they do their slabs. So, like, you know, PSA, CGC, and Beckett or whatever, they have, like, their logo and it's like a certain background with their cards when they do it, when they grade. And it's cool and all, but sometimes the color doesn't go with the card. Like, the color of their label kind of stands out versus the card. There are some companies out there that will do custom labels for the card that they grade, but TAG, this grading company, does like an etch in the plastic. So you get a QR code which links to like a detailed grading system on their website, but the rest of the card, like the information, the details of the card, are all etched in this plastic. So it's like a clear label, which I think looks really slick. It'll look really good if you have it in a black case, where that etched detail will just pop. And they do it for fairly cheap, way cheaper than PSA, which I think PSA is one of the cheaper card grading companies that has clout for value. Now, that's the only downside with TAG, because it's a newer grading company. They don't have, like, that clout. They don't have the name power where people are like, oh, yeah, they graded it, so clearly this card is going to be worth, like, however much. Like, I think Beckett or something, their grading is so hard that if you get a 10 in their card versus a PSA 10, it's worth more for their grading because their grading is harder. Now, TAG, what's really cool about theirs is they, like, use computer-based, like, scientific grading, it seems like. They use, like, crazy ultraviolet and, like, almost like CAT scan testing to look for any types of defects on the cards. I think they're a better type of grade, a more consistent type of grade. And so that's what has me excited and really looking into this company. And I might actually start getting some cards graded. I think they do it for like $10 right now. And so I think I'm going to send some of my bigger cards in and hopefully get some good grades. And maybe this company will pan out. We'll have to see. But that's all I got for the episode this week, guys. Thanks for listening and being a part of it. I know we went a little long for a lo-fi episode, but I appreciate it. So we'll see you guys next week. Bri-Fi out.